And now we hear from the latest in worker-related news from our friends at laborradio.org.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a Diversified Media Enterprises production. I'm Doug Cunningham. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich says Trump's $1 trillion infrastructure plan is a big tax giveaway to the rich. He says non-union big Wall Street mega builders will be the main beneficiaries, and he says you and I will pay through the nose for it.
What Donald Trump is proposing is nothing more than a huge tax giveaway for the rich. Rather than taxing the wealthy and then using the money to fix our dangerously outdated roads, bridges, airports, water systems, Trump wants to give rich developers and Wall Street investors tax credits to encourage them to do it.
Reich says that means taxpayers will pay twice while ending up with new tolls and fees for the new infrastructure that will also go into rich developers' pockets. And he says smaller, less profitable bridges and roads might not get fixed since there won't be enough money in it for Wall Street.
We'd be turning over public roads and bridges to private corporations who will charge us expensive tolls and earn big profits. These tolls will be set high in order to satisfy the profit margins demanded by elite Wall Street investors. So essentially, we pay twice. Once, when we subsidize the developers and investors with our tax dollars. And then secondly, when we pay the tolls and user fees that also go into their pockets. To really make America great again, we need more and better infrastructure that's for the public, not for big developers and investors. And the only way we get that is if corporations and the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes.
Fight for 15 workers like Chicago area Hardee's worker Robert Sunderland are struggling for living wages and union rights. The last thing workers need, according to the Fight for 15, is a fast food CEO as labor secretary. So they're protesting Andy Puzder's nomination as labor secretary Monday at Hardee's HQ in St. Louis, CKE corporate headquarters in Anaheim, California, and a couple dozen other cities. Sunderland urges all workers struggling with low wages to join the movement for $15 an hour and a union.
It's not easy to come forward and speak out about it because people fear for their jobs, but this is bigger than all of us. We shouldn't be afraid to stand up for our rights as American workers.
Sunderland says all workers deserve to be paid living wages.
Sponsored by Iron Workers Impact, now reserving spots for this year's groundbreaking conference, welcoming contractors to grow their business by networking and attending world-class breakouts. More on this event in San Diego, happening March 19th through the 22nd, is found online at impact-net.org under Events.
Brought to you by UnionJobs.com, posting jobs for unions, socially allied, and community organizations since 1997.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
In his campaign, the current U.S. president repeatedly criticized Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl for abandoning his post in Afghanistan in 2009. With Bergdahl's trial scheduled for April, his lawyers are questioning whether he can get a fair trial given the president's accusations that the sergeant is, quote, a traitor, end quote. Charges against Bergdahl include desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. If convicted, he could face a life sentence. In a pretrial hearing, the defense showed video footage of more than 40 instances of the president criticizing Sergeant Bergdahl. The Army judge, Colonel Jeffrey Nance, has not yet ruled on the defense's request, but he called the president's condemnations of Bergdahl, quote, disturbing, end quote. Coming up tomorrow for KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now with Amy Goodman and... And now we hear the latest. Oh, I don't have the picture. And now back to our KBOO membership drive with Jenna and Sam.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. You're listening to the evening news. And, you know, this is why we love the evening news, because it's produced here and it's live radio and you never know what's going to happen. And if you appreciate how much work our volunteers,
because
Sam keeps telling me, I got to remind myself. Yeah, because you love it, because I love the KBOO news. I wanted to hear all of you call in right now and support this locally produced, independently produced newscast at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And it only takes a couple minutes to become a member today.
Member support of our volunteer produced newscast keeps us independent.
I mentioned that before. And the news coverage is not censored or really influenced in any way by commercial considerations or a need to stick to some kind of prescribed narrative. And the money you invest now comes back to you as a service that's essential. You need it. You require it. It must be there. And so you must be there. You must be a part of it. And the way we're calling on you to be a part of it is with your financial support. 877-500-5266, especially as mainstream outlets mass-produce feeble attempts at, quote, news, unquote. We can only step outside of this new norm because of your support. It only works when you are involved. You are the you in community. 877-500-5266. You're not prepared to hold a conversation with an elderly human being, and that's fine. Use the web form, kboo.fm/give. You're a people person. You want to look someone in the eye while you're talking to them about how you can support community radio. Come see us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. I guarantee we have got the faces for radio. We're right between East Burnside and Southeast Ankeny, right there on Southeast 8th Avenue. We're very easy to find. Ankeny is still, so far, still pretty safe to ride a bicycle on. So wheel on in here. We got headphone-shaped bike staples you can lock up to right outside. Walk right in. Tell the receptionist you're here to make your contribution. And they'll tell you where to find us. 877-500-5266. In real life, on the ground at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, online at kboo.fm. That's a lot of information to throw at you all at once. It doesn't really matter to me how you get involved. It doesn't really matter to me at what level you get involved. What matters is that you get involved. Pick away and do it now. And I will suggest that you put in $7.50 a month. It cost KBOO about $90 to produce 1 hour of radio. 168 hours a week, 52 weeks a year. You can imagine how that adds up. But you know, just a little bit from each of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people listening adds up too. Many hands make light work. Many wallets make light funding. 877-500-5266. Set up your monthly contribution. We can charge a credit card once a month, or you can tell your bank to give KBOO $7.50 each month on your behalf. However we do it now. 877-500-5266. Online at kboo.fm/give.
You know, when we talk about the KBOO Evening News, one thing I find so unique about it is the type of stories they bring and also the type of guests that they bring on the air. If we look at the program that we had last week, how many different live interviews we've just brought you in the last just year, only in February. You know, other newscasts bring you community interviews, but they tend to bring you fluff pieces. And here on KBOO, we bring in the type of guests that are doing actions in our community that make a difference. And we ask them to come and we say, why are you doing this? Can you tell us what you're giving back to your community and how the community can help give back to itself? And we help to amplify those messages from people who are actually making a difference here in Portland. So give us a call at 877-500-5266 to support that type of program, because that's the kind of programming you want to hear. You don't want to hear another fluff piece about how they're going to be, I don't know, putting hats on turtles to raise money for, I don't even know, whatever. You want to hear people who understand the connection about those turtles to the environment. You want to hear how they understand the greater connection to our democracy, you know, and those are the types of guests that we bring here on the KBOO Evening News. So again, that's 877-500-5266, or go online if you just want to do the clicky click, because that's what I do, at kboo.fm/give.
And I'm going to put out a special call to the activists working to expand the circle of democracy to be more inclusive of all marginalized communities in Portland Metro and Southwest Washington. Your actions have been covered on the KBOO News. You have been on KBOO. You have stood in front of a microphone provided by KBOO members to amplify your message and get your concerns out in front of the public. Support that. Call 877-500-5266. Go online at kboo.fm/give. I mentioned that KBOO's got a lot of music that happens in the mornings, afternoons, and overnight. Your band has been on KBOO. You've been interviewed on the air. You've even performed live on the air. Support that. 877-500-5266.
You know, talking about who's been on the air, one of our most popular interviews that happened here on KBOO recently was with the organizer of the Women's March. We were one of the first media outlets that picked up that story that said, you know, there is somebody here in our community who is trying to dig a little deeper. We said, you know, there's all this controversy going around. We're going to be the ones who clear this up. We're going to be the ones who bring the community voices in to understand what is happening on all these different complex issues. And, you know, so that was Margaret Jacobson, and they just absolutely gave an amazing interview, and you can only hear that here on KBOO, on the KBOO Evening News. And, you know, this was the station that they chose to come on and to tell their story and to talk about, I don't know, this really controversial and complex thing that happened here in our city locally. And I mean, it just made for a really rich conversation, and it just touched on so many aspects of our democracy and how it needs to move forward. So that's the type of interviews we bring you here that are absolutely unique. So give us a call, become a member of KBOO today, because this is important to you. 877-500-5266. Again, that's 877-500-5266, or online at kboo.fm. And now back to your KBOO Evening News.
You're listening to an hour-long membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is the producers Tom Flynn and Don Zare. Special thanks to Free Speech Radio News. Our engineer is Danielle Parks. The KBOO Evening News Director is Charity Marchand, and the Evening Public Affairs Director is Kanan Schlesinger. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM in Portland, in Philomath, on translator K282BH at 104.3 FM, and in Hood River at 91.9 FM on translator K220HR. I'm Charity Marchand.
I'm Natasha Delapine.
And coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO
is 7 at Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show, taking your calls. At 9, on Alternative Radio, legendary professor, author, and activist Angela Davis says that we are a perilous moment of our both danger and opportunity. At 10, it's Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, on stage and studio, DeMay Roberts presents a 1-hour Black History Month special featuring 3 Portland stage shows, produced by and starring Black women. Thanks, KBOO community members, for your generous support during this winter membership drive. If you're not a member, you can donate or become a member by going to kboo.fm or clicking on donate.
Coming up next is Labor Radio, but first we're going to go back to Jenna and Sam to talk all about supporting people-powered community radio, the only 100% volunteer-hosted station in Oregon.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, and we're still in the middle of our winter membership drive. And, you know, just in the last couple minutes before the top of the hour here, we're inviting you to give us a call to become a member, because you support what you just listened to, the KBOO Evening News. That's 877-500-5266. Volunteers are waiting to take your call right now. Become a member today.
And you do that by calling 877-500-5266. You would do that because you rely on KBOO's Evening News to bring you perspectives, voices, and angles on the day's top news that don't get covered elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Not just the undercovered stories, but even the common stories have angles and have that aren't covered. There are people affected who aren't asked for their view.
No.
But KBOO does. And you rely on that. And guess what? KBOO relies on you. KBOO needs a decentralized base of funding. A little bit from each of the thousands of listeners. And you know, about somewhere between 9 and 11% of the people listening at any given time are contributing members. You know, we make something that you find worthwhile with just, you know, upwards of 11% of the people actually footing the bill. Think of how much we could do with 12, 15, dare I hope for 20. It starts with you, and it starts now. 877-500-5266. We're gonna move on to the next program, bring you even more of what we're asking you to support. So make that call right now.
When you live in a poor neighborhood, you're living in an area where you have to have poor schools. When you have poor schools, you have poor teachers. When you have poor teachers, you get a poor education. Poor education, you can only work on a poor paying job. And that poor paying job enables you to live again in a poor neighborhood. So it's a very vicious cycle.
On February 17th, from the grassroots, where we agitate for social change with music and commentary, we will focus on the life and legacy of Malcolm X. Join us on February 17th from 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. We will focus on the life and legacy